Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app, and Keystone Sports Network on Spotify. We are coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, Bleed Blue and White, Drink Blue and Light, Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle. Starting off this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show with a busy weekend that got a lot busier Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. What looked like could be a pretty standard issue, like a significant recruiting weekend, turned into quite a bit of news to cover. So we're going to spend half the show doing that, looking at some of the other news and notes from the past week as well. We're going to, coming off the heels, speaking of Sunday night, with Grant Toutant, the four-star offensive tackle, flipping to Ohio State, which is obviously our lead item here. We're going to look just where Penn State's offensive line stands, both in 2019 and as you're projecting in the 2021-22. There's a reason that they had six commits along the offensive line before that flip. And so we're going to dive into that as well. We're going to round things out with our player profile series. We're working our way down through the roster, looking at some of the players who are on Penn State's 2019 roster and what we expect from them in 2019 and beyond. So, Greg, first and foremost, I know we had a little bit of you were playing with a dog and you didn't hear this right away. It was one of the first times in the history of your life
That
you did not know this before it actually happened. So how surprising was it to see this flip on Sunday night? I mean, it's not a conventional hour anyway. It was almost 9 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, it was a shock for sure, because when I talked to Grant Toutant a few weeks ago, he was the ideal commit for Penn State. You know, he said all the right things. He was really excited about the fact that they had, you know, at that time, four other offensive line commits, including him. And this one came out of left field to me, quite honestly. When you told me about it, I thought you were joking at first. But then you go on and, you know, you see his statement and his request to not do interviews and respect his decision and all that. And it had to be a shock for the Penn State coaching staff, because this was a kid that visited campus pretty frequently, that was willing to come out to campus and interact with other kids that were in town to visit. And so for them to lose him, especially to Ohio State, again, it's one thing when you lose a kid to Clemson or to Georgia or to Alabama, schools you aren't going to see every year. It's tough to continuously, you know, lose kids to Ohio State or have a kid flip to Ohio State, especially a Michigan kid. I mean, how many Michigan kids are out there committing to Penn State in the first place and then flipping to Ohio State? It just doesn't happen. So, tough break for the Lions, and obviously a very good player that it hurts to lose, because as we've noted previously here, they've saw him go from a three-star that not too many schools are all that interested in to a four-star that obviously a lot are.
Yeah, and that's where my head was at in a couple of those places, is that Penn State was in on the ground floor with Grant Toutant. And, you know, I think this is the drawback sometimes. If there is ever really a drawback to being the school that evaluates a certain player the best, that sees his potential before others do, and then when they realize that potential, their world opens up a little bit, and then you see the competition heats up too. And
yep.
In the case of Grant Toutant, I know it feels like, oh man, another Ohio State win over Penn State, and it is, make no mistake about that. But in the case of Julian Fleming, I think I'll have some more to say about all that then, but in the case of Julian Fleming, he's a five-star player who national reputation carries the day sometimes in those recruitments. For Grant Toutant, he's a kid from Michigan who had spent all his time camping in the Midwest, and Ohio State is a more regional school to him, has probably seen him more than Penn State has over the past month or two since he committed. And I think it just isn't all that surprising, I think, in the grand scheme of things. Now, how it happened and when it happened and all that, I'm still a little surprised by that part of it.
Yeah, that's definitely the sort of the drawback to getting in early on a kid. And you hate to say it because it sounds silly, but you know, sometimes you get on a kid early and you're the only school that's showing him interest and love and all that kind of stuff, and he commits to you. And then other schools, maybe that are a little bit closer to him, find out about him and consider him. And all of a sudden, you know, there's a lot more schools and coaches in his ear than there were when he committed to you. So I think that's probably what happened here. It's probably a case of, you know, again, Ohio State kept grinding, kept pushing. They can now say, hey, you know, top player in the next class. class is coming to us and not playing for Penn State. That's certainly probably a part of the messaging. And you have to think that it plays a role. It definitely seems to play a role. And beyond that, it sounds like, you know, there's going to be a lot of talk over the next few days about Ryan Day versus James Franklin. I'm not really sure if it's that. I think it's more just Ohio State versus Penn State. The Buckeyes, you know, obviously have a few wins over the last couple of years that they can point to, and some success when it comes to championships. And Penn State does have the 2016 Big Ten title, but other than that, it's still in the same hope it was 6 years ago.
And then when it comes to offensive linemen in this class, they had six. It was 6 out of 11. Mm-hmm. Now it's 5 out of 11 when you take Grant Toutant out of the equation. You add Norval Black, the Lackawanna College wide receiver that they picked up earlier on Sunday, which we'll get to him more in a minute. We're focusing on the negative and only the negative right now. Now they have five. I don't know if six was a number by design, if the number was higher, or if there's a certain combination of, you know, them being very high on these awesome offensive linemen that made them push to six. I guess the question in the end is, okay, they're now down to five offensive linemen. Is it a priority to go get a six because you lost a six, or does it matter who's left on the board?
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it before. I think if they, like an Anton Harrison, the kid out of the four-star tackle out of DC, Michael Carmody, the four-star tackle from the Whippeal, if one of those guys wanted to commit, Penn State was probably going to take him anyway, whether that meant they had six offensive linemen, seven offensive linemen.
16 offensive
linemen. Right. I mean,
That's where it felt like it was all going.
Exactly. So now that you lose a guy, it means even more that you can go get one of those because you can replace him. I don't think it's a push to get a sixth, but you're going to take the commitment from one of those guys or maybe somebody else that's out there. If somebody wants to commit to you, you think they're good enough to play for you, you definitely have the space to take one more. I don't think you drop everything else and go try and, you know, immediately find a replacement, but I think you take another offensive lineman, at least one, if not two.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking about Penn State's big recruiting weekend, Sunday night, getting a decommitment from Grant Toutant, and also getting a commitment earlier in that day. We also mentioned really the last couple weeks, and there's still time to get in on this if you are interested. GoPSURV.com has a special offer running for the early part of the 2019 season. It's for the season opener against Idaho and the second game of the year against Buffalo. You buy an RV for either one of those games, you get a second one for free for the same game. You can invite more friends and family to be involved and to take advantage of this special offer, which is awesome in the first place. And then to be able to double the amount of fun is just makes it double the amount of awesome. Along with the buy one, get one free, everybody in your party gets a free 409 Tailgate Club meal. The deal is good through the end of June, so there's still time, but the days are starting to tick away. Would make for a good Father's Day present as well. Once again, days are ticking away for that. You got to act soon. In order to do that, go to GoPSURV.com, or you can reach out to Mark directly at 1-800-519-8467. For this great deal, and then throughout the spring and into the summer, you can talk to Mark about offers for the 2019 season. I would recommend getting in on that for sure. So they lose a commitment in Grant Toutant. They get a commitment in Norval Black, an interesting player. Apparently, he had a big day there on Sunday at camp. He's from Lackawanna College. The first offer he has received, it didn't take him long to process that, accept it, and make his commitment known. That happened really, it seems, minutes after the offer went public. He's 6'1", about 160 pounds, 165 pounds. Like I said, a good day at Penn State camp, and I know that carries a lot of weight for James Franklin. But you do, you know, you wonder, okay, why didn't anyone else offer? Is he really that hidden gem? Is he that well hidden that Penn State had to get involved? Certainly with a guy like him from Lackawanna, you would see maybe a Bucknell or a Colgate or, you know, some of these maybe FCS-type schools get involved. There wasn't any. I didn't know who the kid was. Then he walks out of camp on Sunday, not only with an offer, but he is now committed. Yeah.
Interesting player here. He looks pretty good on film when you watch him. He's pretty smooth, pretty solid receiver. The question I have is, who's going to jump into the mix now? Who didn't watch his tape before, and now they say, Penn State offer, he's a Penn State commit. Let me go look at his film again. Because the one thing you always have to worry about with Lackawanna kids is that There's a lot of them there that get college offers, and they go on visits when they can in the fall. Now, they play a lot of Saturdays, so it can be tough. But the thing you always worry about is, you know, maybe a kid decides to go with his teammate, and he's just going to go check things out for the day. And then all of a sudden, he gets wowed by whatever school he goes to. So it'll be interesting to follow that. But, you know, Jarrett Parker is a guy who has been looking to add, obviously, to the receivers room in this class. We think they probably want two or three. And they get one here, a guy they really liked, but it's not the top of the board, obviously. So they still got work to do there. But, no, they they like what they saw in him during the camp. And that's a big part of it. And we talked about that a lot last summer during the camp cycle, is that Penn State will sometimes not offer a kid until he comes to camp and works out in front of them, because they want to see what he's able to do, if he's actually able to back up what he puts on film and what he says he can do, what his coach says he can do, all that. So they saw it, they liked it, they offered him, and they got him. Now we got to see if anybody else comes knocking here over the next couple of weeks and months.
So the glass half empty says nobody else wanted him. The glass half full says, you know, there's no reason to doubt, I guess, that Penn State's evaluation is wrong, that it's incorrect, that they saw something in this kid, they liked him, they went for it, regardless of what national rankings might say about him. He's not rated at all, from what I've seen.
Does it change your mind any that he's a JUCO kid and not a high school kid? Because it does for me a little bit, because sometimes with the JUCOs, they're guys that are just overlooked, yeah, and they aren't ranked. I mean, obviously, not having an offer besides the one he just got from Penn State is,
you're not
a little
going through the camp circuit,
right?
You're not showing, you know, you're not showing up at, you know, the opening. You're not doing all this stuff that allows you to be thoroughly evaluated.
Right.
I just think that that's a good point, that the national services are much, and understandably so, are much more geared towards evaluating high school talent than they are junior college talent. They
right.
have their eyes open out there and they see it, but not only are those rankings, they're just limited, I think. And I think sometimes they're flawed.
Well, especially because a lot of those JUCO guys live in the Midwest, because that's where, you know, there's a lot of JUCOs in the, yeah, absolutely. So
what do you make, by the way, speaking of JUCOs, the Penn State dipping into this Lackawanna pool that was Paris Palmer a few years ago, Anthony Wiggin, Jaquan Brisker, and now you had Norval Black too.
Yeah, I mean, they clearly have a great relationship there with Coach Pardini and the rest of the staff up at Lackawanna. I mean, they have really been able to go in there and sort of take over. The next thing they have to do is, you know, find a defensive lineman, because they found just about everything else.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for maybe a quick shot in the arm in terms of defensive line depth, which you might need in a year or two, that'd probably be a good place to look.
We are not done talking about a busy recruiting weekend. We got a new offer out, some updates when it comes to top schools lists, and a relative of Sean Clifford. So we'll touch on that in just a moment, right after this quick break.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.